it comes to Shabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. He who sanctifies the Shabbos, because the sanctity of Shabbos comes from above. The Gemara tells us the sanctity of the Yom Tovim or the Rosh Chodesh comes from the Jewish people. That's why we have to first say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh HaChodeshim, because the Jewish people introduced that element of sanctity. So, the way it is on the most simple level is that the 7 days of creation came right away. 7 days of creation, that's the way the world started off, with 7 days of creation. The whole concept of sanctifying the new month only came at the time of the Jewish people going out of Egypt, when the Eivish introduced this commandment of sanctifying the new month, because that represents the time when the Jewish people start the process of the service of God with Torah Mitzvahs. They're going out of Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. That's when they're given this commandment to sanctify the new month. So spiritually what that means is that the days of the week refer to the order of creation as it was created in its entirety and in its perfection. And the days of the month allude to the chidush, the month, alludes to the chidush in creation that is accomplished through human effort, through the Jewish people, to the point of the ultimate perfection. The ultimate perfection, as we mentioned in the few sikhs back, the ultimate perfection is, the ultimate chiddush and perfection is in the world, we reach the point of Shamayim Chadoshim V'Eretz HaChadoshim. That in the time of the redemption, through our efforts, will actually be created a new heaven and a new earth.